Okay, so also, so there's a very dramatic episode in this week's parasha, as we know, which is Mechiras Yosef. Torah speaks about, again, maybe dramatic is the wrong word, it's really tragic. Incredibly tragic episode with the Mechira of Yosef. Yosef and his brothers, the family quickly unfolds. Incredible descent machlokis amongst the brothers. Yosef HaTzadik is sold, and of course, begins the dynamic that unfolds over the coming parashios. So, the Mechira of Yosef, the sale of Yosef, is predicated by such a simple and innocent event. The brothers are out in the field, shepherding their flocks. And what happens? Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, and this is in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yedalet, Lechno, Re'ei Eshlomachacha, go out and see how your brothers are doing. Right? Again, now, go out and see how your brothers are doing. Your brothers are out from the house, go out and see how they're doing. Now, why exactly Yaakov Avinu? You know, the whole notion of Yaakov Avinu sending Yosef out to the field with his brothers is a complex one in and of itself. You know, many of the Mefarshim understand, you know, one of the greatest shailas we have in the parashios of Miketz and Vayigash is why Yosef HaTzadik never reaches out to his family, right? For 22 years, he is in Egypt, and for a good number of those years, he's in a prominent position, and yet he never reaches out to his family. So many of the Mefarshim also understand that Yosef thought that perhaps Yaakov Avinu was complicit in the act of the Mechira. He thought at the end of the day, remember, why did my father send me out to the field? Why did my father send me to be with my brothers, knowing how much they hated me? A very complicated dynamic. But again, most of the Mefarshim understand that Yaakov Avinu was not, he might have been aware of the machlokis between his sons, but Shem will say, in general, in life, you only can anticipate those things for which you have a frame of reference. What the Shvatim did to their brother Yosef, there was no frame of reference for an event like this. There was no context for an event like this for one simple reason, because nothing like this had ever occurred before within the Abrahamic family. In any event, so Yaakov Avinu says these simple words, Lechna ure'ei, go and see how your brothers are doing. I also want to tell you something beautiful. The Rebbe Reb Simcha Bono Pshischa says the following. He says, what does it mean? Lechna re'ei shlomachecha. Listen to how he dashes the pasuk. Hishtadol na liros rak es shleimusam shalachicha v'loas pigamehem. So ultimately, Yaakov Avinu was telling his sons, was telling Yosef, not just go out see your brothers are doing. Yaakov Avinu recognized that there was a machlokis between Yosef and his brothers. You know, Rashi HaKadosh brings down Vayaveas dibasam ra'a el avihem, that Yosef was constantly bringing negative reports about his brothers to his father. Either eating Avram and Achai. They're conducting themselves in immoral fashions. He was constantly bringing negative things. And Rashi points out, that was the result of Yosef not seeing the full picture. Yosef was bringing negative reports because he saw little pieces, little events, but he did not see what was happening in its totality. So according to Rebbe Reb Simcha Bonim, it's such a beautiful idea. Yaakov Avinu was saying to Yosef, Lechna re'ei es shlom achecha. Go and see shleimusam. Go and see the completeness of your brothers. You only see the negativity in them. You only see what's wrong in them. You're only seeing parts of their personality. Go out, Yosef, lechna, go out and try to see their goodness. Try to see them in their totality. Yaakov is giving musr to Yosef. Yosef, you know what your problem is? You only see the deficiencies. You only see what's wrong. Do your brothers have character flaws? Of course they do. You know why? Because they're human beings. They simply, every single human being has shortcomings, flaws. But go and see shleimusim. Go and see their shalom. Go and see their completeness. So the Rebbe quotes, "Betfila kodem atila shechi beharebe Rebbe Elimelech Melezhinsk." So the Rebbe Elimelech composed a beautiful, what he calls a tefila, lifneat tefila. You know, in Chassidus, there is this concept that before a person davens, they have to daven. Right, what does this mean? So before I need siyata d'shmaya to daven, so I need help. By the way, this is not just by chassidim, this is by everyone, right? We do this every single, where do we do this? This is, the Rabbi Yitzchak of Adichim rings down, this is Hashem sfasai tiftach ufi agid tilasecha. The Rebbe calls that a tfila lifnei hatfila. Only Jews daven that they should be able to daven, right? No one else has this asoga. That I recognize, I need siyata d'shmaya with everything. I need divine providence. I even need help to daven. So I'm davening to Rebbe Shalom to help me daven. So the Rebbe, the Noam Elimelech, composed the beautiful tefillah of Nea Tefillah. And you know what he says in that tefillah? He says one phrase. I mean, he says, it's a longer tefillah, but he says this phrase. Shenira kol echad ma'alas chavarinu v'lo chesronim. The Rebbe davens that we should all be able to see the goodness of our friends and not simply their deficiencies. We'll say sometimes the greatest challenge in life is, you know,
it's always easy to see what's wrong. And it's always easy to see what's broken. And it's always easiest to see what is wrong and broken in another. You know, to be able to see it in myself, I don't know what you're talking about, right? I'm good. But I could tell you every single thing that's wrong with you. And I could even alphabetize all of your flaws so that you could easier to remember. And I could see all the deficiencies. And it's okay. You know, it's not a chiddush to see a deficiency in someone. It's not a chiddush to possess a deficiency. What Yaakov Avinu was telling his beloved son Yosef is, Yosef, you need to change your perspective. Lech na re'ei es shlomachecha. Go out and see the shlemus of your brethren. Not, you know, do they have deficiencies? Of course. But see them in totality. If you want to see their deficiencies, okay. But also see their goodness. Also see their milus. Also see their deficiencies. But it's an incredible yisod in how we have to, you know, everybody wants to increase Ahavas Yisrael. You know how you increase Ahavas Yisrael? By stopping to focus on the deficiencies of the other. Fine, acknowledge the other has deficiencies. We're human beings. But to be able, when I look at you, I have to be able to see your shlemus. And when you look at me, you have to be able to see my shlemus. It's only if we live a life of Lechna re'ei es shlom achecha. Only if we see the shlemus of our brethren is there Ahavas Yisrael, is there shlemus of Klal Yisrael. So I take this a step further. You know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh brings down that this is the Yisod of Chanukah. And the Baal Shem Tov says something so sweet and so magnificent. And he says that, you know, what's the din of Chanukah? The din of Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beiso. Ner Ishu Beiso, din of Chanukah is there has to be light in every single home. And you know, what's the Yisod of Chanukah? The Yisod of Chanukah is presuming Nisa. Right? We put our menorah, even in Chutz La'aretz, dafka by a window, in order to go ahead and publicize the light. Now, the Baal Shem Tov paints such a beautiful picture. He says, I'm walking by your home. Okay, I'm in a state of Chanukah. So what do I see? There's only one thing I see when I pass by your home on Chanukah. I see the light in your home. I see the light in your home. Now, there might only be one little spark of light. The rest of the house may be dark. But I see that one little bit of light in your home. Chanukah says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh teaches us that when we look at one another, we're supposed to see the light. When we look at one another, I'm supposed to see the Ner Ish Ubeso. Each of us may possess some darkness, but we also each possess a beautiful Ner. And over the Yom Tov of Chanukah is where we condition ourselves not to see the darkness in one another, but to see the Ner Ish Ubeso. To see the light, and you know what? To be honest, you know, there's a machlokes b'shayim b'shilo about how you go ahead and light the menorah, right? Do you light the menorah 1 to 8, or do you light the menorah 8 to 1? So b'shamai's whole yisod is that in ruchnius you have to be perfect. You got to start perfect. You got to start trying. You got to start with 8 candles. B'shilo says, okay, most of us aren't perfect, so we light one, then we go to a second one, a third one. You know, when you pass by some people's homes, when you pass by some people, Baruch Hashem, have all 8 candles burning. Some people have got it together, Baruch Hashem. They have a beautiful 8-candle menorah of spirituality that is constantly burning. That's wonderful. You know, but some of us only have 1 candle. Some of us only have 2 candles. Some of us have 4 candles, but we just never get up to the 8. No matter how much candles we have, that's the yisod of Chanukah. Just to be able to see the Ner, to be able to see the Or, to be able to see the Kiddush one of us. So we'll say, we should be Zoche Mirtz Hashem. We have a very special and unique opportunity this year to go from Shabbos into Chanukah. You know, normally, again, we know how Chanukah works, right? Erev Chanukah, what are you doing normally? I mean, after the mikvah. Right? What are you doing? So what am I doing Erev Chanukah? Doing Erev Chanukah, what I do every single other day of the work. I'm working my kishkas out. I'm running around like a crazy man. Hopefully I get home to light the menorah before the kids go to sleep or before like the house shuts down. And like that's a major accomplishment. It's such a beautiful opportunity this year. I could prepare an Erev Chanukah. You know, I'll say, preparation is so halig. Preparation for anything is so holy. We have an opportunity this year to mamish go into Chanukah with his odorous, with Zrizos. We have an opportunity to prepare for this Yom Tov. But the way, so you say, how do you prepare for Yom Tov? How do you prepare for Chanukah? The one simple way. Lech na re'ei es shlomachecha. If we prepare for Chanukah by seeing the good, the shlemus in one another. We prepare for Chanukah by seeing the ner ishu beiso, by seeing the or in one another. And halavai nezuchos, being able to see the good in one another, being able to see the ner in one another, that we should be zoche mirtz Hashem. There's still time. Eliyahu Hanavi could still come today. Mashiach could still come today.
We should be zochem Meretz Hashem not to celebrate our Chanukah here in Golos, but we should be zochem Meretz Hashem to a true Chanukah Sabayis, to a true Chanukah Samanura, to the true Chanukah of beautiful salvation. Not a Chanukah of partial salvation, a Chanukah of complete Yeshua the Gula. Halavai, we should be zochem Meretz Hashem to see the good, to see the or, to see the shalom, to see the ner in one another. And in that zuchus, we should be zochem to welcome the Melech HaMashiach.
Amen.